In Iceland, the prime minister has resigned today. Fallout from that massive data leak known as the Panama Papers. Here in the U.S., questions are being asked in one city impacted by the details in the documents, Miami. Nicholas Nehamas is a reporter with the Miami Herald. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Well, explain this connection between the Panama Papers and Miami, and specifically the real estate market in Miami.
Right. Well, you know, Miami has been going through this major real estate boom coming out of the massive bust that we experienced. And that boom, particularly for new condo towers, has been driven by foreign money. And what we've seen are, you know, many foreign nationals setting up offshore companies to then invest in Miami real estate. And that's where the Panama Papers connection came in.
And is that legal for them to do that?
It's legal. It offers estate tax advantages, and it offers legal privacy. But because of the, you know, opaque corporate secrecy laws in these offshore havens, the corporate structure is also very susceptible to manipulation, tax avoidance, tax evasion, money laundering even.
Well, give us a sense of who you found was actually involved in doing this, in using this money to buy Miami real estate without anyone knowing who they are.
Yeah, we found some very prominent examples, particularly Brazilian politicians, judges, politically connected businessmen. The biggest one was a man called Paulo Octavio, who's a big developer down in the Brazilian capital, Brasilia, and was the vice governor. And then when the governor resigned after being caught on videotape accepting what prosecutors said was a bribe, Octavio became the governor and then himself had to resign. We found that he paid nearly $3 million in cash for a waterfront condo, and he did it through companies that, you know, the public would not have been able to crack without the Panama Papers. They revealed his role in the companies.
Now, according to the Miami Association of Realtors, 53% of all Miami-Dade home sales in 2015 were cash sales, which is double the national average. Why is all this happening in Miami, or is this happening in Miami more than any other city?
Yeah, it really – Miami sees it much more than, you know, than other places, simply because of flight capital. Foreign nationals have cash. They need to get it out of their countries because the economies and currencies in Latin America are plummeting. And real estate is a pretty safe investment. Mm-hmm. And if you use cash, it's very easy. There are no banks involved, and you can buy a property pretty quickly.
And meanwhile, this is creating a nightmare for the people who have lived in Miami for a long time because they're seeing their rents skyrocket and other things. It's becoming very expensive to live there because of all this money flowing in.
Exactly. Miami is one of the least affordable cities for renters, one of the least affordable cities for people to buy a home. And that's just a result of Latin American currencies falling. But it really doesn't seem like there are a lot of solutions on the horizon for people down in Miami.
Now, the government is trying to crack down on what's been going on. Tell us what they're doing.
Yeah, this is a big sign for us that there is a lot of suspicious activity in Miami's real estate market. The U.S. Treasury Department, one of its agencies, has crafted a special order just for Miami-Dade and Manhattan's luxury real estate markets that will start tracking who the real buyers are of these luxury multimillion-dollar properties who are hiding behind shell companies. Their identities will have to be disclosed to the government starting in March and lasting through August.
That's Nicholas Nehamas, the reporter with the Miami Herald, who's been covering the Panama Papers. Thank you so much.
Thank you.